Any forest industry supporters probably felt a little uncomfortable sitting in the audience for the screening and follow-up panel discussion about how clear-cut logging is impacting community watersheds in BC. Along with the showing of the documentary Trouble in the Headwaters, a number of prominent guest speakers were brought together by the Interior Watershed Task Force to discuss the need for drastic changes to BC's logging of primary forests and community watersheds. Grand Chief Stuart Phillip, president of the Union of BC Indian Chiefs, spoke about the need to resuscitate the environment and place a higher priority on the preservation of the water supply. Phillip said governments are placing a priority on profits and job creation at the expense of the environment to support a diminishing industry. 50 years ago, I swam the Similkameen, now I wade into it. In 50 years, will there be a Similkameen River? It was pointed out that the forest industry in BC currently employs 14,800 people, according to the 2024 Work BC Census, which barely dents the 2.5 million BC workforce, yet taxpayers must pay billions into flood repairs and other environmental and infrastructure impacts annually. Some $400 million was doled out to Grand Forks alone due to flood damage, while the Coquihalla Highway, Highway 1 in the Fraser Canyon and Highway 8 between Merritt and Spence's Bridge cost between $1 billion and $1.5 billion to repair. Other guest speakers included former BC Green Party leader Sonia Furstenow, former MLA from Prince George Mike Morris, West Bank First Nation registered professional forester David Gill and Dr. Eunice Alila, professor of hydrology at UBC, who was featured in the documentary. Alila said when it comes to hydrology and the effects of clear-cut logging on hydrology, what is seen now across BC is the worst situation we could possibly have. We have already lost most of our forest cover, the most powerful natural protection against flood risk and drought risk in the province, said Alila. And that's exactly what ended up causing the 2018 flood event in the downtown area of Grand Forks, which caused damage to over 400 homes and many businesses. Trouble in the Headwaters, a 25-minute documentary by filmmaker Dan Pierce, examines the disastrous 2018 flood event in Grand Forks and the hydrological connection to clear-cut logging in the Kettle River watershed. Alila was extensively interviewed in the film. Morris, who was a cabinet minister in the previous BC United Party provincial government, said he uses his 45 years in the RCMP to investigate the forest logging and flood connections, leaving him critical of today's logging practices and the damage being caused to land and wildlife habitat. He said the current model of sustained yield forestry is not sustainable and continues to create natural disasters. Taryn Scalbania, a Peachland resident and a director for the Interior Watershed Task Force, called the evening another effort, another public information tool, to help educate the public to the realities of the forest industry today. Scalbania said an international documentary crew also filmed the event at the Rotary Center of the Arts as part of an 8-part Netflix series on BC's forestry issues. We are hoping to convince the government to make drastic changes in BC's forest industry, said Scalbania. The core elements of the task force's alternative proposal include creating a 3-zone forest system that protects remaining primary forests, restores degraded ones and allows logging only in previously logged forests, shifting governance from corporations to community and indigenous-led decision-makers, and supporting regional economies through regional log sort yards and value-added industries rather than depending on raw log exports. Scalbania also cites the class action lawsuit filed over the Grand Forks flooding as an example of litigation efforts to come if watershed protection is not reinforced, but rather allowed to succumb to timber harvesting unabated.